Every Wednesday at this time from the Argus Leader follows University of South Dakota Athletics, Mick Gary. Saw Mick at the Howard Wood Dakota Relays over the weekend. Always great to run into you there, Mr. Gary.
Yeah, I can say the same, Craig. It's a pleasure to run into you.
When you look at the USD track and field teams, one kid that, you know what, it's always great to see South Dakota kids do well when they get into college. But Kyle McKelvey, what he has done there for the Coyotes, the kid from Beersford, it is amazing what he has done with the shot and some of the other throws and how he has developed him to one of the best in the country.
Yeah, it's a good story. He was really good shot putter in high school, and I think that, you know, had been coached extremely well, as are a lot of South Dakota high school shot putters. I think that the level of coaching they get in this state is superior to most other places. And he's carried it on. He's kept the momentum going. Obviously, you got to pick up a little heavier shot when you go to college, and there's adjustment to that, I think. But he's kept it going and become a very good college shot putter.
He broke a 42-year-old record at the Howard Wood Dakota Relays over the weekend with that shot. We see some records being broke on the college level, but tell you what, this year we saw some great records broken on the college end, and USD just continues to bring some of the good athletes from the region here.
Well, I think that's the cool part of the whole track thing, is that, and it includes SDSU, when they went Division I, I think a lot of people normally would have concluded that that was the one area where you would permanently say goodbye to any genuine success. And that's not been the case at all. In fact, it's the inverse has been true with and local kids, not kids from far away. I mean, obviously there are guys from and women from far away that are come up here and are very productive, but a lot of them are local kids too, and runners, sprinters, and all these categories. It shows that, you know, that the elite kids in South Dakota, if they want to stick with it and keep working, they can be as good as anyone in that sport.
Mick, have you seen USD market or promote their track and field program any differently since they've made that jump, have they been able to do the same thing?
I think that, well, there's a little more scholarship money there, particularly on the women's side, and they've definitely gone headlong into the pole vaulting, understanding that this is a unique situation where they do have access to a nationally or, you know, even worldwide regarded coach in Derek Miles, and knowing that as far as recruiting money is concerned, they could get a lot of bang for their buck out of that with, annually, every year, getting some of the top pole vaulters in the nation, especially on the women's side, and kind of making that something that they're going to hang their hat on and really use that, I think, as their marketing tool. That they have some as good as they get in at the college level and that pole vault, and using that, I think, to kind of spread the word that it's a real solid program. I think that's essentially their plan, and that's kind of how they pulled it off.
He's Mick Gary from the Argus Leader, follows USD Athletics here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. Summit League softball tournament beginning, and right now USD having no problems with SDSU here today. They're leading 7-0 in the seventh inning.
Kind of a humbling weekend last weekend for them. I think they went into that against NDSU with some pretty high expectations that they were going to be able to get at least a game and maybe a couple from them. But that didn't happen. The Bison pounded them into the dirt last week three times in a row. And so I think that they went into this tournament this week maybe, I don't know if humbled is the word, but certainly understanding that they're going to have to play their best no matter who they were playing in order to advance. And getting past that first round is it's good for them, and I think that it'll probably give them a certain level of comfort as they go on here. I think they would have the two seeds Fort Wayne tomorrow, and then contingent on how that what works there, then would eventually run into the Bison again with a lot more on the line.
Mm-hmm. What are you working on for the Argus Leader for the rest of the week?
Kind of concentrating on Tyler Starr, and we have a big draft package go joining tomorrow's section. I have a story on Tyler, talking a little bit with Tyler and his agent, and also got some good stuff from Tom Compton about what it was like when he went through the same thing. And there's a lot of parallel between the two guys. They're both kind of that were projected as late-round guys or free agent guys. And you know, so it's the worst possible scenario as far as that Saturday. You're just waiting there and watching and, you know, cutting a vein and watching it bleed into a pail when you see names go on that, and they're not yours.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's what Tyler's got to look forward to. I think that publicly he's really had a sound perspective on how to deal with all this stuff. But I think that some anxiety is unavoidable in the situation.
I agree. I think come Saturday, anytime Indy or New England comes up in the draft, I'm thinking, you know what, I think they might grab him. I mean, he's done the individual workouts with him.
It's all over the board in, as far as the assessments of these kids. And you look at, you know, everyone, every website you go to has strengths, and you think, well, it's pretty promising, and then you see the weaknesses, and they sound pretty pretty bad. But I think that if you're a kid, you got to go, well, you know, you go back and look at a lot of people who go to the Pro Bowl every year and what their weaknesses would have looked like on a website when they were prospects. And you know, they're very similar. Everybody has some weaknesses, and I think most things, you can get bogged down on the weakness part of it when you read them and be a little discouraged. But you look at what Tyler Starr did in his college career, and I think he's in pretty good shape. I would guess somebody's going to pick him on Saturday.
Hey, Mick, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. We'll read your stuff throughout the weekend right here with the Argus Leader. Appreciate it.
Yep, take care.
Yep, there he goes.
Thanks, Mick.
Mick Gary, Argus Leader, follows USD Athletics.